Patience. The thing at the start is important to say, personally, I'm not a patient person. I don't know about you, but when I'm often sitting in meetings, dare I say possibly the PCC church counter meetings, it's not long before I'm tapping my feet, it's not long before I've got a pen in my hand that I'm fiddling with, it's not long before I'm kind of like really wondering whether my phone's going to start buzzing and all that sort of thing. I'm not a patient person. So it's quite ironic then that when we're doing Fruits of the Spirit, the two I got is patience, and in a few weeks I'm going to be doing gentleness as well, so probably the two that probably wouldn't have necessarily put myself down for, but it's interesting, it's been a good challenge. So this evening we don't have like a singular Bible passage. What we're going to do is we're going to have a look through sort of quite a lot of the New Testament and the Old Testament really, and we're going to look at sort of try and survey and get a lay of the land over what the Bible says to us about patience. There's a handout which I think everyone should have, but if you don't have one, please do grab one. We're going to be going through most of this. This is basically the sermon, but it's got a lot of Bible passages in there that I'm not going to be explicitly referencing, and that's just for you if you want to take it home after the sermon, if you want to put it on your fridge and have a look at it in a couple of days' time or whatever, then please do. That has a lot of the Bible passages that, you know, it might be useful to look back on, especially if there's anything in this talk that kind of really resonates and you sort of think, oh, actually, I need to sort of dig into that, I need to pray into that, I need to meditate on that. Those passages may be useful. There's also a couple of typing errors which I've seen as I've read through it, so I apologise for that. If you do want a larger sort of, you know, the wording slightly larger as well, just let me know and I'll get that printed out, because I'm aware this might be a bit small for some people. So we're thinking today on the theme of patience, and I'm going to break it down into sort of three categories, three different areas. So first of all, we're going to talk about how patience is possible through faith. Secondly, we're going to talk about how patience is possible through love. And finally, we're going to talk about how patience is possible because God was patient with us first. So 3 points. Possible through faith, possible through love, possible because God was patient with us first. So when I think of patience, I think probably the image that resonates with me most is me when I'm about 8, maybe a little bit older, maybe a little bit younger, my sister who was 18 months younger, and every now and again my parents would get us a bar of chocolate each. And I would always get the chocolate and gobble it down straight away. My sister, however, would wait. And I think she waited for a reason, because she knew that I was going to gobble it down. And she knew that once I'd gobbled it down, she could very delicately and carefully open hers, and she could sit there and eat her chocolate bar in front of me while I just looked at her chocolate bar, really wishing I hadn't eaten mine so fast. And every time we'd be given those chocolate bars, and I'd know that's what she's going to do, I know what she likes to do, you know, we love to wind each other up and that sort of thing. She's gonna wait and make me watch her eat a chocolate bar. But I never had the patience to wait and to hold back on eating that chocolate bar. I'd just gobble it down, and that was that. I'd have to spend the next kind of like 20 minutes getting really annoyed about her eating her chocolate bar. So first we're going to look at that, the patience against the clock, the patience against time, waiting. And In the Bible passages that we talked about, we're given two kind of figures who exemplify that waiting kind of patience, that waiting against the clock. And the first is the person of Abraham in the Hebrews passages, Hebrews 6:12. It talks about the benefits of patience, and then it goes on to give Abraham as an exemplifier of that patience. So who was Abraham? What did he do that showed patience? Well, I imagine most of you will know the story of Abraham, an old man. He's promised that a great nation will be, he'll be a father of a great nation and many people. And he actually nothing happened for a long time. He did not have any children for a very long time. So you find him at the age of 90, not having children. And it's not until he is 100 that he has his first child. So I don't actually know any 100-year-olds. I don't think thinking back, I don't think I've met any 100-year-olds. I don't know if anyone here has. I know a few 90-year-olds, and I cannot imagine them having children or having the energy to raise children at that age. So imagine that at the age of 90, you're still being promised that you're going to be the father of a great nation, and you do not have a child yet. You do not have a child. So Abraham had not had a child. He was waiting. He was waiting for his first child. He was waiting for God's promise of a great nation from him to be fulfilled. And we know the story of Abraham. He has a couple of slip-ups. He has a couple of mess-ups along the way. But through that time, eventually, he does father a son called Isaac. He fought against that cunning power which invents everything, with that alert enemy which never slumbers, that old man who outlives all things. He fought with time and preserved his faith. And we find that Abraham's faith, by the end of his time waiting for that son, is so strong that even when it comes to that final test on Mount Moriah, where he stands a knife over his child, ready to sacrifice him, he knows, he has such faith that he knows that God can still make a great nation out of him. He knows that somehow God can make it right. And so we look to Abraham as a real knight of faith, somebody who preserves their faith through patience and over long periods of time. And the second Old Testament character is mentioned in James. So James 5, 7 to 11, and I'll read that to you. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Do not grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you too will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance, and you have seen what the Lord finally brought around. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. So we've talked about Abraham, and Abraham is a great example of patience against the clock. He's running down into the very later years of his life, and he still has faith that God will provide the son in Isaac. Well, Job's patience is a bit different, because I think it's one thing waiting for something. It's a very different thing waiting for something when you're suffering, waiting for something when you're in pain. Job was a well-off man. He loved God. He had a family. He was rich in his times. He was very rich. But he lost that. He lost his family and he lost all of his wealth. And then to add insult to injury, he had a bout of ill health. He had horrible sores on his body. He ended up sitting in a fireplace, scraping them with like shards of pots and clay. A really painful and dark situation. You've got his emotional suffering over his family, the loss of pride, the loss of status. And you have that physical pain that really drives home the need for patience, the difficulty with patience, being patient while suffering. Ultimately, Job had one question. He had one question for God. Why is this happening? Why is God doing this to me? Why is God allowing it to happen? And he doesn't give up until he has an answer. He knows that God will answer him. And eventually he does. Eventually God does answer him. How is Job able to do this? I think he has a certainty, if you read his speeches, he has a certainty, he has a faith that God is listening and that God will answer. The patience of Abraham and the patience of Job is possible through faith. So we've looked at those first two examples. Patience against the clock when you're in pain and you're suffering, And I think you see in those passages there, especially in the James passage, that actually faith is a lot of the time the key to getting through those times and leaning into that patience. It's through faith that we can learn that patience and survive those times. So secondly, patience is possible through love. I think it's hard when people are doing things that are wrong. I think it's hard when you are tired and you have other things you need to get done. Especially that kind of, maybe it leans into that sort of point about Job actually. He's suffering, he's kind of in pain. If you're tired, it suddenly becomes hard to become patient. And I think actually, I'm probably at a disadvantage in terms of understanding this patience through love dynamic, because I'm not a parent, I don't have any children. A couple of weeks ago, we had some time off, and me and Helen, we went up to Birmingham, and we met some friends that have recently had a child. So I think the child is just under 2 now. I think she's about 20 months old. She's called Lily, and we went to have food in a restaurant, and we watched as she was given food. She picked it up, she maybe took a bite of it, and then she threw it on the floor. And she kept on doing this, and our friend had a nice fish and chips sort of meal. And he was having to wait as it got cold while he was trying to feed Lily. And she was just throwing it on the floor, throwing it on the floor, throwing it on the floor. And he had to sit there while his fish and chips went cold. And I think that it's one of those things where it was quite amazing to watch how patient he was. Like, it was sort of setting my hairs on end even, watching all that food going on the floor, watching him struggling with that little child. But he was just quiet. He was like, no, Lily. The food, you eat the food, you don't throw it on the floor. No, Lily, you don't throw the food on the floor. He had patience through love. He loved that child, and he was patient when it came to teaching her to eat and not to throw food on the floor. You see, patience isn't something that ignores problems. It wouldn't be patience if he just said, oh, it doesn't matter, just throw it on the floor, that's fine. Patience doesn't ignore problems. Patience corrects problems in a gentle and in an understanding way. Just as Josh was gently correcting it, no, Lily, it doesn't go on the floor, it goes in your mouth, you eat your food. We as Christians, when we are called to be patient, are called to patiently correct and patiently encourage others. When Lily did eat, he said, well done, Lily, that's it, eat the food, don't throw it on the floor, good, good. We read in the Bible passages how we need patience when we're dealing with one another in the church, when we're dealing with people outside of the church. Ephesians 4:2 tells us, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. 2 Timothy, preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. And finally, Thessalonians talks about helping the weak and being patient with everyone. It's interesting, in those passages where they are talking about places where there might be friction, where there might be difficulties, where people may not be doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing, that the writers, Paul, really wants to emphasize that patience, that gentleness, that understanding when it comes to dealing with that. And finally, of course, 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient, love is kind. Part of a wider reflection and promotion of love. But that reminder that love is patient. Love will bear those wrongs, and love will ultimately persevere. But it's easy to say that, isn't it? It's easy to say, well, be loving and that will help you be patient. But what about when people are being really difficult? People refusing to help you, people throwing any help you offer back in your face. Patience and love is not easy. Withholding anger from somebody, sometimes when people deserve anger, is a real challenge. And I think that's where we're going to bring in our third point. Patience is possible because God was patient with us first. I was thinking as I was preparing this sermon, Often, patience can be a real challenge to all of us. Some people we may deal with, it might be at work, it might be in family, it might be friends. People can be really difficult. People can be dishonest. People can be resistant. People can be aggressive. Sometimes it's hard for us with our limited worldview to see redeeming qualities in people. It can be hard in our earthly perspective to see their talents, to see their virtues. And it might be in those moments to have little patience with those people. But thanks be to God, because when God gazes on us, he doesn't gaze on talents, he doesn't gaze on honesty, he doesn't gaze on our own goodness. When God sees us, he sees beloved sons and daughters, beloved creation. A creation that may have gone wrong, but a creation that is redeemable. A creation that is broken, but a creation that is not broken beyond repair. In the Romans passages listed on your handout, Paul tells us that God is being patient with us. God is withholding his judgment and his wrath. Numerous times we are reminded of God's patience for us. God holds back his judgment so that we can grow and reconcile ourselves with him. God is giving us a chance to repair. God is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. As always, many of us will have sinned over the past week. Many of us will have done things to harm others, that have done things to harm ourselves, we'll have done things to harm our relationship with God. But God is kind, God is gentle, and God is above all things. God is patient. God has given us time so that we can repent. Through Jesus, our sins can be washed clean. As it says in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. So to summarize, patience is possible through faith, patience is possible through love, and patience is possible because God lays down his example through Jesus, through the sending of his Son. God was patient with us first. And just as we close, I'd like to draw your attention to Matthew 18:21-35. And it's kind of a strange story. I sort of thought about having it as the reading at the start of the service, but I decided against it because I thought it's quite a powerful passage, and I think if we had it at the start, it might have been a little bit distracting almost. But essentially, it's a passage where there's a man who calls his servants to account. He says, look, I want to settle all my debts. And there's a servant that owes something like 100,000 gold coins. And the servant begs and says, please don't make me pay that coin, those coins. I can't pay it. It's too much. It's too expensive. You'll ruin me. And the master is patient with him. That's the word it uses, patient. The master is patient and takes pity on him and cancels the debt. That servant then finds somebody in the street who owes him 100 silver coins. And he grabs that guy by the throat and says, give me that money, pay that money to me now. And I think he gets him thrown in prison. Obviously, when the master finds out about what the servant has done to his debtor, he's not very pleased, and it doesn't end well for him. It's a reminder that no matter how patient we are with other people, no matter how frustrating that can be sometimes, God has been infinitely more patient with us. God has been more patient and more forgiving of us than we can ever repay or imagine. And so we're just going to close there in prayer. Pray for patience. Pray for patience against the clock, as Abraham and Job. Pray for patience when it comes to withholding anger and correcting people and talking to people gently. And also thanking God for his patience with us. Thanking God for his patience and forbearance with our sins and the debt we owe against him. So Lord, we thank you for what you accomplished through Jesus Christ, your Son. We thank you for your patience with us, though we're sinners. We thank you that you have given us that time and that space to repent through the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that when we go back into the week, that we will have the ability to be patient when it comes to time, when we're waiting things to happen. And also that we can withhold anger and refrain from stress others when they test our patience, Lord. We pray this in your name. Amen.